This is Morning Edition. New Hanover County schools were just getting back to class after Hurricane Florence, but they're closed today. Even though Hurricane Michael's been downgraded to a tropical storm, it's got many feeling nervous. Liz Schlemmer reports in the latest edition of WUNC's series After Florence, New Hanover Schools Rebuild.
Trask Middle School staff and their families gather at a Tex-Mex Grill in Wilmington for an evening fundraiser. Proceeds from the burritos and taco salad sold will go to the school's Parent Teachers Association.
This is wonderful!
The staff are excited to be together and support the PTA, which has been doling out Florence aid. But they also have a new worry on their minds.
Is Michael going to hit us? Have you heard anything? I mean, people are concerned.
And we're just getting back into a good groove again. You know, you still got kids talking about it. Somebody asked me today about Michael. And I said, I don't know who Michael is.
Those are special education teachers Caroline Rudolph and Karen Gerkhart. They're sitting next to Principal Maggie Rawlison.
I know we had teachers anxious today about tarping their roofs. I know I tarped mine today. The debris that's all sitting out in all of our yards, that's now projectiles. There's a heightened anxiousness, for sure.
Hurricane Michael is expected to hit North Carolina as a tropical storm later today. Normally, that wouldn't worry folks in Wilmington much, but right now, they're vulnerable. Rawlison's own roof is months away from being repaired.
We've heard it's like 50-mile-an-hour winds and anywhere from 2 to 5 inches of rain. But everybody, I think, is still a bit shell-shocked.
That feeling is getting to students, too. Elizabeth Scharf is one of the school's guidance counselors.
Those who are displaced from their homes are worried about more damage because many families have started drying out process. And so they've already been through this, and they're thinking, great, now our home is drying out, and there's hope for us to potentially move back, and now those hopes may be dashed. But you just want to encourage them to do what they can within their power.
Meanwhile, the school staff are doing everything in their power. Rawlison spent part of the school day shopping with PTA money. She bought food for a student's family and tarps for teachers who needed them at home, so they could focus on teaching. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.